Welcome to Awakening Souls,
a spiritual podcast for the mystics, magical thinkers, sensitives, and spiritual seekers.
We are here to explore all things spiritual, from navigating your awakening, developing your psychic gifts, and so much more.
Together with our combined experiences, we hope to help guide you on your path to reconnecting with your soul and the beautiful life that comes after.
So come join us on the magical journey of exploring your
awakening souls.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Awakening Souls.
Hey guys, it's Candace here.
And Jennifer.
Hey, we made it through February.
Yeah, we did.
I just want to give everyone a round of applause. We did it, guys. Yay. We did it. I don't know if you all struggled like I did through February, but January and February were two very difficult months. And we are moving out of that energy, guys.
Yay.
And into March.
So excited.
Into spring. Who doesn't love new beginnings and the spring energy and the luscious green and the budding flowers?
And the birds chirping and the light breeze in the air with the and the smell of spring.
Mm-hmm. So I took a look into the March energy and we wanted to give you a little update about what we're looking forward to this month. I know that by the time this airs, we're almost 2 weeks into March, but that's okay because if you have been struggling through the first 2 weeks of March, that is actually perfect. That is exactly what the energy is. We are moving into this energy like a lion and we are moving out like a lamb. So there is a lot of uproar, a lot of things bubbling up within you, bringing up fears and insecurities and old shit that you probably thought that you've already dealt with or had squashed. Well, it is all coming up right now because we are looking forward to finally reaping the rewards of all of our hard work. And this is our guide's way or the universe's way of giving those last things that we still need to complete out of the way, to complete that cycle or to complete that insecurity or to finish healing that wound or that shadow so you can receive the good things coming. And if you've been listening to our podcast over the last couple of weeks, you'll hear the theme happening here, which has totally happened by accident. We are not planning these. These are things that we are using spirit to help guide us on what episodes, what things really need to be talked about. And in the last couple of episodes, we talked about opening up the heart chakra so that we can receive. We talked about the shit hitting the fan of big life changes happening. And this month is all about receiving the rewards, finally seeing all the beautiful good things that are coming from some of these hard experiences that we've had, these big life changes. And you've been doing the work. You've been opening up the heart chakra. You've been opening up your energy and healing those wounds. So we are moving into being actually able to see all the beautiful things coming from that. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't feel any of that, that is not at all what is happening. I'm right there with you. I feel like I'm still deep in the trenches of working through some of those old insecurities and those old wounds. And I want to encourage you to continue to do the hard work, to continue to look inwards, look at where those fears are coming from, and do some of the deeper work with the shadow work, the inner child, the meditation. I know we keep bringing that up. You're going to eventually stop listening to that, but it's so true. You have to do the meditation because it quiets the mind. It quiets your nervous system, mm-hmm. and it allows you to open up your energy and receive the guidance that you need. Oftentimes when we're feeling lost, when we're feeling stuck, it's really hard to hear the guidance from spirit, even though they may be giving it. Mm-hmm. So take time to yourself to sit in quiet, to meditate, to allow yourself to receive the guidance that you need, or just the silence that you need from the hamster wheel of your mind that never shuts off. That's so important.
How about that meditation I had the other day?
Yeah, talk about that.
So I asked my guides and the light workers out there to help with healing and give me whatever I needed during my meditation and to maybe open up some gifts if they wanted to. And I went right into meditation and instantly I started having visions and I could see they looked like there was a wheel and there was like columns in the wheel with like different pictures. And I think they were words or whatever. And then it would change and then it looked like something was written in sandstone and it was just crazy visions. And I just was like, what am I seeing? I want to understand what I'm seeing. And then I just got this very clear knowing, you don't need to understand this now. You just need to see that it's happening because you asked for it. but you don't need to know what it is because it's something for your unconscious mind right now. And it's going to be something for your conscious mind to figure out later and to work out later and to, you know.
So you received.
I received.
A healing.
I think it was a healing. Yeah.
Do you think those were like light codes or?
I knew instantly that what I was seeing was sacred geometry. I knew that without really knowing what sacred geometry looks like. Oh, I also saw like kaleidoscope pictures, and they were all like crystallized kaleidoscope visions. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Wild.
Visions over after vision after vision after vision of this stuff. And then, yeah.
Where were you when you were meditating?
Outside on the grass.
Ah.
So it was instant, these visions.
I really feel that when you meditate on the grass, that it amplifies your meditation. I get downloads so quickly when I'm outside meditating.
Yeah. It was instant.
Yeah.
I don't get that when I'm meditating inside. And I meditate nearly every day.
Funny, though, that you asked for a healing and you instantly received that healing.
Mm-hmm.
I never think to do that. I always think I need to do the healing myself, mm-hmm. or I need to reach out to somebody I know who's trained, who can help me do healing.
Mm-mm.
I never think about asking my guides for the healing.
Yep.
It was very smart. What made you think to do that?
I think I watch a lot of YouTube and I watch a lot of people, and I take a little bit of this and a little bit of that from some people. They have their experiences, so they tell you what they do. I just heard someone say, ask your light workers, or ask the light workers for help, or angels or whatever. And just, that's just what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. And that's so true too, because we almost, you know, there's this law of free will here. We want the help. We ask maybe for the help, or maybe we don't. And we just think that we should be expecting it, but our team actually needs us to activate them, mm-hmm. to ask them to come into our, you know, our energies and to help us heal or to give us messages. They need that official invitation. I mean, signed, sealed, and delivered with a beautiful stamp, because they really do need official invitations.
Yeah.
They need it written out or spoken out loud.
Yeah, it's basically what I like to do now, starting every meditation, is to ask for something like that, mm-hmm. from my guides, angels, light, mm-hmm. workers. Also, I had to really let go of some things too, because I really wanted to know what I was seeing. I wanted to know the ins, the outs. I wanted to know why, where, how. And I don't get to have any of that. I just get to, they just basically said, you're getting what you asked for. And, you know.
And you accepted that.
I accepted it.
That's another theme for this month, is being able to let go of expectations, letting go of the, mm-hmm. need to know. We talked about this before, all the ins and outs and, mm-hmm. all the details of all the future things, just, yep. to accept, to surrender,
mm-hmm.
and to trust.
It's so hard though, because it's just that magical world that I really want to know. But yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I've been working on over the last couple months is, yes, letting go of expectation, but also trying to remember that I live in two worlds, that I live in this physical reality where I'm having my family, where I have a business, where I'm doing the physical things. And then I also have this very spiritual side, but I often get lost with my head up in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get frustrated when my world isn't as magical every single moment of, mm-hmm. every single day. Then I feel frustrated.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to keep balance of being both in that physical world and finding magic with what is already here.
Mm-hmm.
Like the birds singing.
And that's where gratitude comes into, yes. play. Yes.
Finding the magic, the glimmers. I've been hearing so much about glimmer. We did, yeah. an episode about the glimmers a long time ago, if you want to go back and take a listen to that episode. But yeah, I guess, mm-hmm. remembering the glimmers, remembering to find the magic in the everyday things that are already happening in my life, and having, yeah. gratitude for them, which opens up the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing channels earlier and I kept seeing this golden nugget being handed to me,
mm-hmm.
and I was shown what was inside this golden nugget, and it was wisdom. It was like the aha moments, the epiphanies. It was like, finally, all of the shit that you've been working through is going to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a purpose. And this is the month that we get to discover those, yeah. aha moments, which feels like I get it. And then like, and now I know what to do with this and how to move forward. And it feels like a actually being able to let it go and,
yeah.
and reap the rewards. So I know that that's coming for me. I am just on the like on edge. The break, edge of the edge, and just wrapping up some of the old stuff so I can continue moving into the new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it feels like for me too.
So we wish you, if you are struggling at the beginning of this month as well, so much luck, so much healing, and so much love as you move forward. Mm-hmm. We're here to encourage you to keep moving on and share the struggle with you. So don't be afraid to reach out if you feel like you need a little extra guidance, a little extra knowledge or healing even. You can find me, Candace, at awakeningswithcandace.com if you are looking to book a healing session or even do a psychic medium reading. And I wish you all the best and appreciate you all for listening to us ramble on here on this podcast. We do hope that you found some nuggets of wisdom in this episode, and we will see you all next week.